Hearty hello, and welcome to Fat Love Talk, episode 129. This is your host, Zach Love, and I'm here for a honest-to-gosh quick podcast today. Probably won't be more than a couple minutes, definitely a shorter episode today. I could probably do this in a Snapchat, to be fair, but I really just want to talk about Gallivant, the TV show Gallivant. It is fan-freaking-tastic. And Timothy Mudson is the reason I wanted to watch it. He was Lassie on Psych. If you haven't seen that show, one of the best comedies of all time, watch it. But Gallivant is a comedy musical TV series. And it only has two seasons. Episodes are 21-ish minutes. And there's only two seasons, 10 episodes. So that's not very long. And I never watched it. The last season came out in, like, what, 2016 or something like that? And it was phenomenal. Like, legitimately phenomenal. I wish I had watched this years ago. Because, I mean, there's an opening for season 3, but it got canceled because too many good shows get canceled after their second season. And they did do some closure to a lot of the plot lines. So if you do watch it, you will not be disappointed. But there is a couple of plot points they set up if they had gotten renewed that they would have explored. And I think that was really, really smart that the writers did that. They closed a lot of the main plot lines from the first season and for the second season, but then opened up a few holes that, you know, aren't necessarily tied to the main plot. They're, like, adjacent. So if you wanted to explore them in a future season, you could if it got renewed. That's brilliant writing, by the way. But the songs, they are singing in every episode, and it's wildly hilarious. I mean, you ever think of, like, how if your life was a musical, blah, blah, blah? That's exactly what this is. Literally, they're aware that they're singing, and they're breaking the fourth wall, essentially, a lot of the time, and it's so funny. And I really, really enjoyed it. And watching that finale just gives me an appreciation for Timothy Mudson, because he is a great actor. And by the way, has a beard I am frankly jealous of, because that man looks great with short hair, with long hair, with a beard, without a beard. The man can rock it, and I am super impressed. Not a lot of people have the face structure for anything, and he's rocking anything he's got. And I love that. Whereas I don't have a beard, I look like a man, baby. I do have a beard, I look somewhat scruffy. I'm like, it's a lose-lose, but you look better with the beard. So I don't change that. I'm rambling a little bit. I said this will be a shorter podcast, so I'm not going to go into too much detail about the plot. I'm not going to talk about spoilers. What I'm going to say is it's 20 episodes, and they're like 20-ish minutes every episode, except for the very, very first pilot episode. That's an hour. Everything else, 20 minutes. And it's a great watch. You could probably finish it in a week if you just binged it. And I encourage that, because I watched it in, I think, 4 sittings. I watched it on 4 different occasions and finished it up. And it was a lot of fun. If you're into anime, you are probably familiar with watching short animes that are of the same length, you know, and you can finish them in a weekend or a week, you know, and this is pretty much the same deal. I am so excited after watching this show. It makes me want a third season, but of course we're not getting one. It was canceled. There are talks of a renewal, and shows like Lucifer on Netflix got revived when the network hit the can. And they had successful revivals, because I think them finishing out Lucifer's plot was really, really well done, and I love the characters. So that was pretty well orchestrated. A lot of shows get revived and then they're just not that great. I was not a fan of the iCarly they brought back on Paramount. I was happy they did it, because I love Miranda Cosgrove. And I love the actors who play Freddie and Spencer. They're really great people. I love them. It's just the show was a little bit too zany and written a little bit too weird for me. But shows like Fuller House, you know, they had really great comebacks. And they were on Netflix, and they're a good watch. Like, You may find them to be a little bit cheesy, a little bit Disney Channel, but I didn't mind it because I'm kind of into that kind of stuff. The little cheese that they add, it was just reminiscent of like, hey, I loved Full House. It was a really, really, really good show that I watched growing up, and I didn't see every episode either, so watching every episode of Fuller House was really cool. And I love the cast there. But I digress. I'm getting off topic. Gallivant is one of those shows that I think deserves a revival, and there are petitions out there, and the cast has spoken out about how they loved that show and would be willing to continue it if one of the streaming platforms picked it up. I just don't want it to be Paramount, because their app is woefully underdeveloped, and it's across the board. It's not just on console, it's on Fire Stick, it's on mobile. The app is woefully underdeveloped. Whoever's working on the app for Paramount Plus needs to get spanked. And I'm not talking the fun kind. They need to fix their app. It's terrible, especially on consoles and Fire Stick and TV, because it's just horrible to navigate. It's slow. It's not responsive. I don't like it. I love Paramount because they got a lot of good stuff on there, and that's kind of how I'm watching Ghosts, because they have CBS. But it's just like, come on, man. Fix your stuff. And it shouldn't be that hard. Netflix, Disney Plus, Peacock even, are all better applications on all platforms across the board. Lowest of the totem pole, F tier, on the tiered chart is going to be Paramount Plus because of how woefully underdeveloped their application is. I apologize for raising my voice. I'm getting off track too. Gallivant is fantastic. It's a great show. I thank you for listening to me ramble for 7 minutes of my life and of your life. Have a great night, guys. More podcasts are coming. 2024. Let's go. I love you. I'm out.